superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
But I do want to say one thing, though. I thought this was my building.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Everybody in this building should know who the hell I am.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
If all Dolan needs to see as evidence of how bad of an owner he is in sports.
Earlier on the show, ESPN bracketologist Joe Lunardi, NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks. From NBC Boston, Tom Curran. Coming up, NFL Network reporter Jim Trotter. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We've already chatted with Joe Lunardi about March Madness and the madness. Somebody was mad. Juwan Howard was very mad. He got the gate. He got ejected as he was being held back by a staff. Something was going on between the Maryland and Michigan benches as Michigan advanced to the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament. The ACC tournament semifinal game between Virginia and Georgia Tech called off because Virginia has a COVID problem. And we talked about it with Joe Lunardi. They've got a test negative for seven straight days. It's possible that Virginia could still be in the NCAA tournament if they test negative all those 7 days. So good luck to them and those kids to get there. Tom Curran was on talking about the Brady contract and Cam Newton signing in New England. Bucky Brooks was on talking about all the young kids that may be in Bill Belichick's radar screen at the quarterback spot. But all the stuff about quarterbacks being drafted and who might want whom goes out the window if Deshaun Watson is in fact made available by the Houston Texans. Now then, you know what I've been saying. That I said it the first day that John McClain came on, 2 days after Deshaun Watson tweeted something out about things never changed back in January. I'm like, this sounds like this guy's never going to play for this team again. Because the situation can't be rectified by terms on a contract, can't be rectified by dollars, can't be rectified by security, because he's got both already. Signed that contract last year. And if he's never going to play for the team again, or he's saying that, you know, what happens? And unfortunately, David Culley, the head coach of the Houston Texans, has been waiting for this opportunity for his entire life. He's a 65-year-old man getting his first crack at this job, and this is placed in front of him. And he's now being sent out to appear in front of the media, like the Huddle and Flow podcast and the NFL Media Group, co-hosted by Steve Wyche and Jim Trotter, who asked Culley the magic question.
Will Deshaun Watson be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans in 2021?
He is our starting quarterback as of right now. He is our starting quarterback. Things happen between now and then, and then we'll see what happens.
See, Jimmy, Coach, you just open the door.
He hits with it right now.
Just open the right door now. Exactly. You've been around, Coach. You know better.
He is our starting quarterback.
Right now. Okay.
That's right. Right now. And hopefully in the future.
So, Culley then appeared in front of the media yesterday after this went everywhere, as you might imagine. And said, it seems like, as Jim pointed out, you know better, he's been around, quote, "We are very committed to Deshaun as our quarterback. He is our quarterback. He's the only guy we got under contract at this time right now. Nick and our personnel department are in the process of looking at the other guys out there right now, and we're going through that process daily, and we'll continue to do that." Now, again, you know, the phrase right now, for now, always jumps out at me, and it jumped out, obviously, it hit Jim Trotter and Steve Weich in the same way. For instance, what's the difference right now? That's two words. What's the difference? For instance, I could sit here and say, Jim Trotter is my favorite guest on The Rich Eisen Show. Or I could say, Jim Trotter is my favorite guest on The Rich Eisen Show right now. Right, Jim? That's the difference?
Significant.
Welcome to the program, sir. What a soundbite you elicited along with Steve yesterday. What, you know, I'll give you the floor on what you thought of it, Jim.
Well, first off, let me say this. I had never met or spoken to David Culley before yesterday, and just came away completely impressed with him, his energy, his passion. I even said to him, if I could suit up and play for him right now, I would. That's how impressive he is. Now, having said that, you know, look, Rich, what have we heard this offseason? We heard the Rams situation with Jared Goff when GM Les Snead was asked about it, and was Jared Goff going to be their quarterback for this season? And he said he is at the moment. And so when you say at the moment, you open the door to the possibility that he won't be going forward, and sure enough, Jared Goff was traded. Go back to the Josh Rosen situation a year after he was drafted in the first round by the Arizona Cardinals. GM Steve Keim was asked, is Josh Rosen your quarterback? And he said, he is right now. And shortly after that, Josh Rosen was traded. So when you hear a head coach say of a player who is disgruntled and clearly has privately at least expressed that he does not want to return to the team, that he is our quarterback as of right now, your antennas go up. But what took it one step further for me in that interview was later in it, I tried to press him again to say, you know, look, is he your guy? Is he going to be here? And he said, we are moving forward, and we are moving forward with those that want to be all in. We know Deshaun Watson is not all in, and that's why, you know, I don't mean to put words in David Culley's mouth, but that's what I took from the interview, that Deshaun Watson will not be there, that they will ultimately look to move him. And the other thing, the other piece of this puzzle is that a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, we had Jalen Ramsey on the podcast.
Yes, you did.
And Jalen Ramsey is a close friend of Deshaun's. They both have the same agent in David Mugaleta. And we asked Jalen Ramsey, did he believe Deshaun, or specifically the question that I asked him was, how serious is Deshaun Watson about not returning to the Texans? And he said, extremely serious. And he said he did not envision Deshaun Watson ever putting on a Houston Texans uniform again. Now, he prefaced that by saying that's not from any inside knowledge or anything like that. That was his opinion. But I have a hard time believing that Jalen Ramsey would make that statement without having some sort of conversation with someone involved.
Jim Trotter here on the Rich Eisen Show. We played that soundbite as well. I mean, your Huddle and Flow podcast has been hot to the touch, to say the least, with some of the conversations. And this is one of the most unique quarterback. Can't call it a holdout. It's not there yet. And that appears to be, because I think, was it you or Steve who asked the question as a follow-up to of Jalen Ramsey, that might have been you, Jim, that this is going to be a test. That's what management will do. You know, management will say, you're our guy, or right now, or whatever, you know, Culley said, or whatever, you know, and then he came on and it was a little bit more strong at his press conference later on in the day, more lockstep with management speak, which is, you know, the test is coming. And that's the thing I don't understand, why the Texans won't do this right now, when you can play things off between the Dolphins and the Jets and the Bears and the Niners and whoever, and create this crazy market and go pull the trigger, which, you know, will replenish all the draft choices that they need. But at some point, they're going to force Deshaun to not appear somewhere, and Deshaun is going to feel like we're going to hear things that he's not a team player, which is insane, or he's somebody looking out for money, even though this isn't money. A test is coming, Jim, and I don't understand why the Texans would do that.
You know this too. It's a well-worn adage in the NFL that deadlines spur action, And right now there is no deadline for the Texans to do a deal. As we get closer to the draft, that's when I believe things will ultimately heat up, not before. You know, we still got a lot of time until then. So, look, the Texans, I believe, went into this believing and wanting to have Deshaun Watson at their quarterback. My understanding is that the candidates they interviewed for the head coaching position, they made it clear that they wanted to retain Tim Culley as their offensive coordinator because of the possibility that Deshaun might stay out until, let's say, week one of the season. And if he returned at that point, they wanted him to be able to hit the ground running in terms of having an offense that he knows, a coordinator that he's comfortable with, and a verbiage that he's comfortable with. And so what did they do? They retained Tim Culley. But if Deshaun Watson is serious about not playing for the Texans again, and I take guys like Jalen Ramsey at their word who know him, and knowing Deshaun Watson's character as a man, I don't believe that he would do this if he were not serious. And so from that standpoint, I believe the Texans are going to have to ask themselves the question here. Is it better to have 100% of something or 100% of nothing? And when they get to that point, I would hope the answer that they would find is it's better to have 100% of something. So, again, I don't expect anything to happen anytime soon, but I think as we get closer to the draft, that's where we're going to see some sort of movement. And look, the other thing here too, Rich, is the Texans are not simply going to give him away. I mean, we're talking about a young franchise quarterback on a multi-year contract now that looks even more favorable, knowing that when these TV deals kick in, how the salary cap is going to increase, who's arguably one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL. Guys like that, you don't let out the door for nothing. And so he could set the market for what, you know, compensation should be involved in a trade of this magnitude. So there are different factors here that all have to play out for this to work for Deshaun to be able to get out of Houston. But I do believe that there are teams out there that are willing to pay whatever that compensation is to get a quarterback of his caliber.
Well, Jim Trotter, I mean, I follow Joe Banner on Twitter as well. I think he might have retweeted something you tweeted out or something that was tweeted about your podcast and what soundbite you elicited from David Culley. And he said essentially that letting Watson go or trading him would be one of the worst decisions in the history of professional team sports because of everything that you just said that makes him such an attractive a quarterback to have on your roster. You know, all that said, though, I'll push back a little bit here and say that maybe a deadline is next week. Look, Nick Caserio knows Belichick wouldn't make a move like this because of how much money and how much also capital it would take to pull it off. But I point this out to say that the Patriots are off the table now because they have Cam. And anybody else that makes a maneuver, you know, right?
Like, I don't buy that,
think?
Rich.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. Like that a deadline right now, a free agency before anybody takes their chess piece off the board because they've signed somebody, that would be some deadline maybe in the next week. You want to do it right now is when I would think.
No, look, you signed Cam to a one-year deal. That's not going to stop you from signing a Deshaun Watson. And first and foremost, too, I don't think the Patriots have the capital to make this deal. So I don't even consider them in this. To me, the three teams you would have to look at most would be the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Panthers. And selfishly speaking, as a San Francisco native, I would hope the 49ers could find a way to jump into that because the idea of Deshaun Watson with Kyle Shanahan makes my head explode.
I know. Plus, they're also in the NFC, which is where I imagine Houston would want to send him. And that's the point, too, here, too, Jim, is that Deshaun has a no-trade clause. So they have to kind of work together to make this happen. And, you know, but the reason why I brought up New England was not that it would be a viable destination, but the fact that there may be somebody that takes their piece off the board through a move in free agency. So that now would be the time to strike. Now would be the time to do it. And you could play all these teams off of one another before free agency. Right?
That's, Rich, you know this league as well as I do. When you have an opportunity to go after a young franchise quarterback who is already on a multi-year deal, all of the things you just mentioned aren't going to stop you from doing that. You move heaven and earth to get a guy like Deshaun Watson. And I believe that ultimately the Texans will play these teams off of each other. I believe that.
And just to wrap
up. It doesn't make me right.
No. I'm with you, Jim. I'm so with you. There's no doubt. I think this is inevitable. And that's just one last thing I want to talk to you about is what you and maybe you and Steve together have gleaned about what is Deshaun Watson's side of this plan. He does have a no trade clause. He does have a microphone anytime he wants. He could choose anyone he wants in the world of NFL media or his own social media, because it is content and it is the 21st century, to make a statement, to say, this is what I had a problem with. This is what it's been all about. This is what I have told the Texans I don't want to do. They have not listened. I want out. And then changes the dynamic of absolutely everything. What is his plan? Has he given teams to the Texans, best you know, that these are the teams he wants? Like, what has he done other than what we think he has done, which is demand a trade and speak to David Culley and tell him so?
Let me just say this to you, Rich, without overstepping my bounds here.
Mm-hmm.
Once this thing is all done, you will hear from Deshaun Watson throughout this entire process. Let's just say it's being chronicled, okay? And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. That's a little bit cryptic. I mean, like, there's a crew that's shooting this right now? Is that what you're saying, behind the scenes? It's being chronicled?
You will hear from Deshaun Watson when this is all over.
When do you think we hear from him in the interim? Will he not say a word?
I don't know that there's any reason for him to speak. He's been very smart about the way he's handled this. Because obviously, Rich, you know this, anything he says is going to be twisted to fit the narrative that the person restating it wants it to fit. So there's no benefit for him. As much as I would love to have him come out publicly right now and say something, there's no benefit for him to say anything right now. And so he's not. He's just going about his work. As Jalen said, he's a servant leader. He's out doing things in the community in Houston, as well as other places. He's there for his current teammates when they need him, and he'll continue to do that. He's a man of character. So there's no reason for him to get involved in a back and forth right now with the Texans publicly. He has spoken to David Culley. I better not go there. Let's just say he has spoken to David Culley, and I think we all know what his position is.
Well, a man of character, if he's going to be forced to, as you even pointed out, I think to Jalen, that he's going to be tested and they're going to try and make him to choose between his money or his public persona and character being impugned. And the Texans won't come out and do it themselves. I mean, you know, it'll start being out there. Well, he didn't show up to OTAs, even though it's virtual. Well, he didn't show up here, you know, and then it'll be the microphones will be put in front of the Texans again. At some point, though, if the Texans are not moving and they do try to put him in a position to choose his money or his public character, he's going to say something, right? I mean, he's not going to be silent the entire time throughout this process.
Look,
if it's forced.
I can't speak for Deshaun. I'm not a part of his team.
Of course.
So I don't know at what point he would want to speak out, if any, before this is resolved. All I will say to you, Rich, as you know, there are people who are going to attempt to tear Deshaun Watson down regardless of what he does, regardless of what he says. And so from that standpoint, for him, the best thing for him is to do what he feels and his team feels is best for him and to live his life for himself and not for anyone else. So again, as a media member, I would love to hear from him right now.
Yes.
But as a person, I understand completely what he's doing.
And to hear from him on the Huddle and Flow podcast, no doubt, Jim, right?
That would be tremendous. He has an open invitation to come on our show just like he does yours. You know? So,
and everyone else's. Like, literally, he could pick and choose what he wants to do, whatever he wants to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or Rich.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me stop there. Yes, you are right. You are right.
You keep on going down. You keep on taking
Jesus.
That step, Jim.
Jesus.
Just you keep, and then you pull it. You pulled me back in. You know, you had. You...
No, I know, but Rich, I'm not trying to get myself in the middle of something here.
Of course.
But, you know, you get older, you get wiser.
Yes.
You learn when to shut up, and it's time for me to shut up on that. I just say to you again, Deshaun has an open invitation to our show, just as he has on any other show.
Jim, who's next on Huddle and Flow? Because again, you guys have been killing it. Been great.
Actually, we're going to bring back our first repeat guest. We're going to bring back Soledad O'Brien next week to talk about this project that she's doing regarding race in America. So she was one of our early guests, and she's just so talented, so smart, and has empowered so many people, particularly young women, women of color, that we want to bring her back and have her talk about her latest project.
Well, she's on mine next week too, Jim. That makes us...
Is that right?
Yes, she is. She is on my new podcast,
awesome.
Just Getting Started. She's got a great story about obviously getting started in her business and then restarted after she parted ways with CNN, and she's running her own business, and you're talking about all the great work that she's doing. So, yeah, talk to her
about her family and of high achievers and telling the family that, you know what, I think I'm going to take a year off of school from Harvard to be an intern or entry level job. Talk to her about that.
It is already done. It's in the can, and she is phenomenal. And I can't wait to hear her on your podcast. And I thank you for the call here today, Jim. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Rich. Anytime, my friend.
Right back at you. That's Jim Trotter, my colleague from the NFL Media Group. Check out his podcast with Steve Weich, Huddle and Flow. Oh, man.
Wow.
There is a camera crew following around Deshaun Watson.
Absolutely.
You heard that. I thought the same thing you got in my ear. That's what you.
That's what I,
that's what
to
I take it to mean. Obviously, we're putting words in Jim Trotter's mouth.
But still.
Somebody is documenting all of this.
Well, yeah, it's 2021. These guys, for years, they've got their boys. Somebody is like, I'm documenting everything you guys did for 3 years. So imagine.
That's true.
You know. Yes. What Deshaun Watson's? Of course, there's a documentary coming
out. Rich is like, where are the cameras?
Wait, what?
You didn't see the GoPro above your head?
What?
Rich?
I haven't seen
GoPro above your head.
Huh? Well, I mean, it's called the Rich Eisen Show Instagram page.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it makes sense.
Somebody's following around Deshaun. This is all being recorded.
No, Rich, what do you think? At what point do the Texans get real Tom Petty and decide, we said he's our quarterback, we're not training him, and they just let this man sit? Because they could do that, right?
That is exactly page one of the management playbook. It is. That's what Joe Banner is referring to when he's saying it would be the worst move in the history of professional team sports. You have a 26-year-old, right, who currently, I think we looked at it, is, let me get the number here, he is currently 8% of the Texans cap now.
25.
And then 25. He's under contract for 5 more years. He's currently 8% of their cap. And yes, that will grow, but so will the cap after it. The deal will be better as it moves along. He is a dream come true. He's Michael Jordan in cleats, to use the phrase of Dabo Swinney. He is a dream come true in the community. He is the guy you would want to build your team around. He is the guy that if David Culley was given a choice, you're age 65, what type of quarterback would you want in your first job? He would basically describe Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Right? But Deshaun Watson does not want to play for the team that has bestowed this contract on him anymore. We don't know the full details as to why. We're all guessing as to why. The owner, Cal McNair, has said what you're seeing isn't all what it is in real life. That's the only thing we've heard from the management point of view. You have laid out, TJ Jefferson, the exact crux of the situation, which is the Texans saying to Deshaun Watson, you have signed a contract and that's it. And he will be forced to make a maneuver. Do you not show up for your teammates? Because that's the way it will be termed. Mm-hmm. It will be termed that way, not by the Texans. Again, the Texans will not come out and say anything derogatory about Deshaun Watson in the same way that Jerry Jones did not about Ezekiel Elliott when he was chilling out in Cabo San Lucas, because you do have to put Humpty Dumpty back together again when it's all said and done, because you and management feel it will work out to the point where Deshaun isn't going anywhere, because he will not forfeit tens upon tens of millions of dollars by making a principled stand. That's the way management looks at it. And, you know, that is the way that I think the Texans will play this thing out. The issue is what Deshaun Watson will do. I do not believe he will say nothing. He can change the dynamic of that scenario in a snap of his finger by saying whatever he wants to say publicly and making it even worse for the Texans to keep on thinking that he will eventually come around because he will not want to do without his money. That I have just laid out for you what the issue is with door A with the Texans. When will they start doing that? That deadline doesn't really hit until training camp. Sure, there will be a reconstitution of the team for an off-season workout program that will still have to be virtual, I imagine. Mm-hmm. He doesn't show on the Zoom. That won't be something that is totally, you know, out there, because if it was a pre-pandemic, he would not be there and the cameras would be right in front of the coach and the general manager, and they would have to do the whole, I'm only talking about the guys that are here, and they'd put that in that box and they'd go about their draft, in which they wouldn't hit a quarterback, clearly.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the capital, because the Miami Dolphins own it. Then would come after that, would come some sort of a mandatory OTA workout in May or June. Those were all voluntary. One is absolutely mandatory. I have no idea how that would work virtually or not in this pandemic world. But training camp, that's when the rubber would have to meet the road. That's when you could be fined about not appearing on these these off-season OTAs and stuff like that. Training camp is where things get real serious, because now you're not there to get ready for the season with the new head coach. Now you're not all in with your players.
Yeah.
Now you're not all in with your teammates. Now you're sitting there at home going, okay, it's kind of serious now. Am I really not going to play week one? Am I really not going to play week two? Am I really not going to be there for Brandon Cooks? Am I really not going to be there for any of your teammates? And the Texans are pushing him in that direction, and he will, I think, just get more determined to say, yeah, they're putting me in this position after I've said what I want to say. And James Harden went in that sport, and J.J. Watt just got let out, lickety-split, and now he's in Arizona going to hang out to try and win a Super Bowl right there. Oh, yeah, I don't think he's going to be sitting there going, yeah, I'm not going to make any money week one, week two. That's why I think door B is so much more palatable. Play the Jets, off the Dolphins, off the Niners, off the Bears, off of whomever. Replenish all your picks. Tell David Culley we believe in you and go to work.
Yep. Yes.
Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH. We'll update you on the Players Championship and more, and what Bill Belichick just did, too. Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen Show. And every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it. And then the all-in prices, that's my favorite feature. The all-in prices makes sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guesswork is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
See ebaymotors.com.
Now, what do you want to ask, Rich? Because I'm prepared to answer since I won three of these things.
You're doing a radio show,
yes,
a television show, yeah, and growing a beard all at the same time.
It's a big game.
What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? The score's going to be 83-6. I called it.
I used to know you when you didn't have what's going
when
on.
When I didn't have hair.
What's going on?
I'm back, Mortimer.
Do you think I should do this?
I don't.
Oh, wow.
You do? You're not really happy.
What?
You're enthusiastic, but you're not really happy.
My real name, which is three people call me, is actually Steve-on.
Steve-on. Steve-on.
Stevie.
Had you used that name?
Everybody had a baby with a name, their baby, Steve-on.
Well, Steve-on, thanks for coming on.
Y'all some dirtbag.
Who did you hear singing karaoke in the Gatorade suite that night?
It was a beautiful voice.
Is this the young lady from Catching Kelsey?
This is not. Like an angel bringing us in. Mm-hmm. And there we walk in and we see Rich Eisen, karaoke, dominating.
It was not a catch. It was one of those. The ground isn't a catch.
It's tough to do karaoke now. People are filming all the time. Then they judge. And, you know, I get judged enough. I don't need to be judged on my singing ability.
I'm plus one in Roger Goodell's suite.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Uh-oh. He did not point to either one of you guys.
Your favorite talk show host, Rich Eisen, Dan Patrick, Ellen DeGeneres.
I love You've Got Mail.
It's not even the best Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie.
Exactly.
The symbolic of the breaking of bread, I look at as the cutting of bread.
Wow.
So
on the side.
Get him a nice parting gift, will you, please?
How's my posture? Is it confident?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I mean, you're just like leaning back.
Relaxed.
Swag. How's my posture?
It's all right.
That was a fun weekend in Minnesota.
It was fun.
Freezing cold.
The game was so good.
It was -9 the whole
freezing
week.
Freezing cold.
I love the game.
Eventually, Chris Brockman did get the plus one to Roger Goodell's suite.
Oh, that was
he repaid me by showing up in a Boston Red Sox hat.
And I would have worn
great.
A jacket and tie.
I don't understand why that's offensive to you.
It's offensive to me because it's offensive to the... You don't walk into like
what do you
the
mean? Who was it offensive to?
To Roger Goodell.
Why?
It's another sport.
What do you mean? But I was wearing a Patriot shirt. I was representing.
No, I understand that.
All right. And he was making fun of me in the fourth quarter.
Because you wore a Red Sox hat.
No, because I was pacing.
I would have loved to have seen Brockman that day.
And I apologize to Steve Young for just bothering him like the whole
thing. Joe Mauer was in the suite too, right?
Yeah, remember? Berman stopped by, Russell Wilson and Ciara. Like,
well, that suite's probably the suite to go to, right? I mean, you got to think.
Keegan-Michael Key was there as well, yeah.
And also back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. So who's in? Is it Sergio is in the lead right now at the Players Championship?
So Sergio is he is tied for first. Chris Kirk has had a phenomenal day. Shot a 65.
Okay.
Sergio's even through five.
Look
so
at DeChambeau. He's in the clubhouse just a shot back, baby.
DeChambeau.
Yeah, DeChambeau back-to-back 69s.
Lee Westwood's nice. Having a nice little run.
Yeah.
I love this course.
Isn't he?
Charlie Hoffman, 6-under, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Brian Harman, Denny McCarthy.
NBC Sports has it this weekend, so check out the Players Championship. I will all weekend
locked
long
in,
right on NBC Sports, and Golf Channel's having it right now. So good times. Check it out this weekend. What else is going on in the NFL? You got anything over there, Chris Brockman? Anything that you got? Anything planned?
Yeah, sure. Are we doing it?
I'm just
kicking it to me?
Yeah,
okay.
It to you. What else you got?
So Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, not the only one to have a little contract news. Patrick Mahomes has restructured his contract, his mega deal.
I mean, already? Exactly. What are you restructuring?
Converting a $21.7 million roster bonus to a signing bonus.
All right.
Which frees up $17 million cap room for the Chiefs.
Did he get that in Bitcoin or NFT?
Yeah.
Or
What is NFT? What is it?
It's a non-fungible token, Rich.
Can somebody explain to me what that is?
Sure. So this is a hat. Okay.
Actually, yes, Don Bowie did a great
Don
job
Bowie
explaining
did it, this
it this
morning.
That is a hat. That is a hat.
I can hold this hat, but I don't know how many hats of these were actually printed. Non-fungible token is something that you can identify specifically how many there are, where it is, its location, et cetera, et cetera.
I totally don't understand it,
man. It's okay.
Rich, I got a question for you. You were speaking about Deshaun and Zoom meetings with the Texans. Now, because Texas is now wide open and lifted all their bans, Do the Cowboys and the Texans, do they have some type of exemption where they can have their players come in, or is this an NFL thing where everyone still has to play by the same rules?
Well, the NFL, I don't know if I'm telling any tales out of school right here, but the National Football League is a business unto itself that has 32 member clubs in it, and there's one way to do it, the NFL's way. And just as a perfect example, okay, the Super Bowl was in the state of Florida this year. Yeah. And the amount of protocols that were put into place for me and the rest of the NFL network staff far outstripped what was going on in DeSantis land, to say the least.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and I kind of didn't understand how it worked in a way too, is that the hotel that I stayed in, the lobby was a must have mask on lobby. So when you walk in, you got to have a mask on if you're in the lobby. But the lobby opened up into a restaurant and bar in which there was no such mandate. And the only thing that it reminded me of was when I used to, as a kid, fly in the non-smoking section of a plane and walk off the plane reeking like an ashtray.
Yes. Oh, Rich.
Like you just had a pack of cools.
So
in the back.
I was in the non-COVID lobby next to the COVID bar restaurant.
Bar.
It was called something other than COVID bar and restaurant, but that's the way I looked at it as I went to the elevator and pressed the button with my elbow, you know? Does that answer your question? And then when you went to the stadium and then when you went to anything that the NFL did, it looked nothing like, you know, COVID bar and restaurant.
So this is the NFL's rules, and we're going to...
Yes.
No matter what your state...
There will still be the protocol, I'm imagining. I don't know. Look, last night, the president said that by May 1, he wants to have every state allow an appointment for a vaccine to any adult. So you don't have to sit here and say, I'm a certain age, or I have a certain job, or I have a certain health condition. So by May 1, he wants that to be done. And then, you know, I mean, if that happens, does that mean that the NFL, and I'm sure all team sports, will say, guess what? Everybody in the league is going to get vaccinated. Does that mean that? Like right now, you totally would understand why the NFL and the NBA and the NHL or whomever, MLB, wouldn't want to jump the line. Mm-hmm. But if everybody's going to be able to get a shot by May 1, all you got to do is be 18 and older, right? Then maybe everyone in the NFL gets vaccinated. And off we go. And then suddenly we're not talking about, you know, Zoom meetings or whatever. We are talking about, you know, still getting masked up and things of that nature. But maybe it's totally different. I don't know. Just because you're, again, you're in the state of Texas, you still, when you walk into an NFL facility, you have to do this. Okay. And this being, I don't know, I'm imagining it will still be as stringent as it was last year because, man, it worked. But you're seeing in the you're seeing in the salary cap right now, didn't come free.
Yeah, you mentioned you mentioned testing, Rich. Major League Baseball actually a few minutes ago just released their weekly testing results. 14,704 tests, just two positives.
All right, let's go. Let's go play baseball.
That's a 0.01%.
You see Lindor and the Mets are going to start talking long-term contract?
Yeah, that was last week. Let's go.
I mean, I can't imagine what that number is going to be.
Oof. Oh, it'll be high.
Well, again, the owner doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
Nope.
Back on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, is Steve Cohen back on Twitter? Yeah, is he really?
Took a little break.
Took a little break?
After the GameStop.
Okay. Oh, is that what? That's what? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I do have a couple notes.
Yes, sir.
The Ravens, Mark Ingram, reached an agreement, 1-year deal with the Houston Texans.
Oh, great. Hey, now that's
the Texans contract.
Look, he will be a guy that will definitely call up number 4 and say, what's up?
Yeah.
He'll be like, what's up? I'm here now. What's up? And, you know.
Big trust. Woo woo.
I know. I mean, he's a serious player in this league in terms of a veteran who's got a certain cachet. He can call up Russ and Deshaun and say what's up.
And Trey Lance had his pro day today, North Dakota State. Some measurables that stood out.
What do you got?
Hand size.
Hand size conversation.
Okay, so 9 inches and 1/8. That's small. Joe Burrow, 9 inches last year. Comparison, Justin Herbert, Tua, 10-inch hands.
Hey. By the way, great band. My favorite band. 10-inch hands. They were great. Pre-pandemic, great concert.
And we know about Virginia Rich having a positive COVID test.
Can't wait to go back to a 10-inch hand concert. I'm not done yet. I'm sorry.
Okay, keep going.
I'm sorry. What else you got? What's going on with Virginia?
We know Virginia's out of the ACC tournament.
Yes, sir.
Positive COVID test. Same thing in the Big 12. Kansas out of the Big 12 championship game. Positive COVID test this morning.
Oh, my God. Joe Lunardi has Kansas as one of his three seeds. Just, again, a fresh reminder, TJ Jefferson, of what you just said. You know, hey, Texas has lifted all of its restrictions. And, you know, does that mean that, you know, I know Jerry Jones said he plans on having a full house in the fall. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I don't think the NFL can block through a collective rule. I don't think so. I think that is what's left up to all the local and state governments as to who's allowed in a game, right? The NFL did make a decision about who's allowed in the game in Florida. I don't know if there was a restriction on that or not in the Super Bowl. I'm doubting it. I don't know how many restrictions there really are in the state of Florida. But I'm imagining, though, that, you know, with all the conversation, everybody thinks that we've rounded the corner. Look at this. Look at this. I mean, so I'm hoping that, again, Kansas will be able to test negative and get through this, and everybody gets into that bubble, and off we go, and we could start forgetting about this all over again, you know?
And we've heard from Jawan Madness. Howard.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break.
Okay, great.
I can't wait to hear this. And then my new pod out this week, today, with Dame and John. A soundbite that I was telling you about.
Oh,
about
yes.
a member of Shark Tank at a dinner had his credit card rejected.
Oh.
That's coming up. Battle Creek, Michigan, 1963. Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast forever. A wildly imaginative tale of ambition, betrayal, and menacing milkmen, sweetened with artificial ingredients. Unfrosted stars Jerry Seinfeld in his directorial film debut. It features a supporting cast of comedy greats, including Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, Sarah Cooper, Bill Burr, and many more. Streaming right now on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
I'm from New York City, sir, and I know Jet fans are particularly excited. What would they be getting in Zach Wilson?
The guy loves to compete. Nobody is as confident as he is going into a game because he puts in more time off the field. He loves watching film. He watches NFL film. He watches everything.
When you said the NFL film watching, what are you talking about?
While guys are playing video games and playing their PS5s and stuff like that, he's on his iPad and his laptop watching film. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Roethlisberger, he's watching all these guys. His vacation would be probably go to somewhere sunny, sit on the beach, and watch football film.
They think it's an indictment on Trevor Lawrence, and it's not. Trevor Lawrence is awesome. I love it. He's worthy of being the number one pick. Only thing is I think just Zach Wilson's better.
I think Zach Wilson has Mahomes and Rodgers-ish type qualities about his game.
I like Zach Wilson, so I'm not going to say anything bad about him. I think that he's the guaranteed second thing is a little bit of a hogwash. I think there's teams that aren't quite totally sold on the fact that Wilson wasn't a core captain.
Teams certainly have heard that he's, you know, confident, borderline cocky. I had one high-ranking executive refer to it as Baker Mayfield syndrome. But You know, the tape is impressive. I mean, he comes across as a gunslinger. Teams like that. And so certainly he seems to be on solid ground.
You just went what we on the Rich Eisen Show, J.A. Donde, call higher register. I'm more than happy to be your higher register adjunct professor. That's what you are.
The director of higher register.
Yes.
We just created a new position.
Also, we can be part of the curriculum or syllabus, whatever you want to put it, is using the phrase with all due respect to say something thoroughly disrespectful to inoculate yourself. I mean, I could go deep, deep, Jay. I could go very, very deep.
I hear the syllabus forming as we talk.
What's your handicap right now, Richard? What is it? What's your index?
My index now is much higher than I want it to be. It's about a 16.
Huh.
I used to be pretty good.
I know.
You go from living in L.A.
Yes.
And being single to moving to New York and having three children, and it just ruins your golf. It just sucks. I do not encourage parenthood or urbanism. It just kills your golf game.
I even have one of Aaron Brooks' shoes in my house. I mean, so you know I'm a...
Okay, now I got a
hard fan.
No, I have to stop you there, Harry. What do you mean you have an Aaron Brooks shoe in your house? Just one singular Aaron Brooks shoe?
I have a shoe. I have like a bunch of memorabilia. I don't know how I ended up with it, but I actually have one of Aaron. You know, as I say it, Rich, I realize that this is not my finest moment.
If you're gonna say you got a Bobby Hebert sock, then that's the end of this conversation. Now we're gonna.
I would love that. You know that.
To
man.
Go with the
that's,
shoe.
That's the Holy Grail.
Our entire library, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We're back here on the radio network. For the radio network, we just showed our Peacock audience our best of the week. And I have one regret. You know, I don't have many regrets on this show. I have one regret that when Harry Connick Jr. was on earlier this week to promote his new album, that I did not say to him, hey, you know, Blake Shelton wrote a jingle for me and my show.
What up?
Do you want to give it a try? You know, like he's more country, you're more, you know, jazz, or, you know, what do you think? You want to give it a whirl? You want to start and just start some sort of collection?
When it comes to football, yes. Sure is a wise Rich Eisen.
You know what I'm saying?
By the way, hey, what's up, Blake? Hey, shout out. Blake, happy Friday, brother.
Everybody clap for Blake.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
I kind of regret, like, I could have started some sort of, you know, either rivalry or a collection.
A beef. We need good musician beef, Rich. There hasn't been one since Pac and Biggie. So Blake Shelton and Harry Connick, let's go.
I think I've started a Shark Tank beef.
Oh, man.
Come on, Mr. Wonderful.
I think one has started.
What happened?
Well, you know, my pod, Just Getting Started, that is available where podcasts are gotten.
Rich, you have a podcast?
Yeah, a new one. Along with the podcast version of this show on Westwood One Podcast. You know, I had Damon John on this week. And again, the podcast is about eliciting origin stories from my guests that you can maybe use to get started on your path to success or your dreams, your ideas, and just glean their trial and error and getting to their level of success to maybe use it for you to get to yours. And that's the idea of it. But we also talk about other aspects of their lives. So I asked Damon John about hanging out with the Sharks after the cameras are down with Shark Tank. And I, at one point, I asked, you know, do you guys go out to dinner all together? He said, yes. He told a story about that. And then I asked about picking up the check, which led to this exchange. Who picks up the check?
You know what? We all pick it up because we realize that most of the time we pick up the check when we're at most tables and it feels weird. So we just all pile our cards on the check, and that generally happened. But it is great to see everybody. We've been doing it now 12 years, going on our 13th, and it is amazing, and I'm truly inspired. I keep learning from my other fellow Sharks.
No Sharks have ever been like, I left this at home. I mean, I'll get the next one. That's never happened where nobody's ever.
There has been somebody that a card was declined.
Come on.
A card was declined, and it was it's the last person that I ever think a card would be declined. And it was obviously a reason. And I was like, I'm going to get this one so that I can go down in history saying that I paid for your check. And we probably all know who it is right now when I just said that. But it was the one that I would like to say that for, you know?
Oh, okay. That had to be a great moment where, like, literally you just ate a meal, but now you knew there was a big meal to be made over that card being rejected. That's amazing.
And if you know how the Sharks talk, you could tell in Urine Sports, if you know he said, whatever, DJ, you know that, you know who that is, well, of course.
That is fantastic. I appreciate that. And you tell Cuban, pay his bills, okay?
That's
tell Cuban
right. that. You said it, not I. I didn't
oh, got it. Name, nope. It. I just threw that one out there.
Wow. Brockman guessed it.
Jeez. Mark, I mean, come
on. I mean, it's got to be the chip, right? And the reader was off or something, right? Don't you think? The Cuban
saving money for Luca's extension.
I don't know. I mean, right? And Luca's going to cost that much, but I mean, you got to place this, huh?
Fill up the jet with fuel.
So
ooh, big jet, the Dallas plane.
So keep an eye out to see what happens here. Jeez. Stirring it up while trying to help people out.
Wow.
Get their dreams together. So you're saying I should do that with, should get Harry back on and say, I just feel like I should have done it.
Let's cause a ruckus, Rich. Oh, let's go.
Let's just keep getting more and more of them to do it, and then we'll have sort of like a bracket, right? Who advances?
Oh,
the number one seed is clearly Blake Shelton.
He's one of one, right?
Well, because he says that I'm a Wisen. As he pointed out, there's very difficult ways to rhyme with Rich Eisen.
That's the Panini card. I need that one.
Now, one last thing before we go caught my eye. We all know from my experience and you from watching my experience that Bill Belichick is one of the most generous people out there.
He is.
He was the first coach to crash the booth at the Combine and place a check for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with Run Rich Run in the memo. I'll never forget that moment where he just walked up behind me. I'm live on TV, and he slaps a check.
And didn't he try to, like, get out real quick?
So you and then we're like, please take a seat and whatever. And he was kind enough to stay on. But he's so generous. He donates to Run Rich Run every year, and he doesn't want the credit for it. But Boston Children's Hospital, he just cut his hair for charity for Boston Children's Hospital in the Cuts for Kids. That's Patriots linebacker Brandon King cut his hair in the chair.
That's awesome.
And, you know, he didn't take it all off like you, Brockman, but go for it. Take a look at this.
Happy to be here with Brandon King to get my hair cut for Saving by Shaving to support Boston Children's Hospital. And want to thank Granite for their leadership in promoting this and giving me the opportunity to participate. So, Brandon, cut away.
You know what? You're a Clipper guy. What do we got this on? Is that on a one or a two? Is that a number four?
Not even. I mean, it looks like a three or four, yeah.
I go two.
Yeah, but now that you don't see the comb in the front, you take a look at it when it's all done.
That's a two. I do two.
I mean,
well, that's shorter than it's been in a while. Thanks, Brandon. Happy to partner with Boston Children's Hospital and Granite. Thank you.
Well done, Coach. Do we now include him in the brotherhood?
No.
I mean, is he in the brotherhood here?
No. You have to lose your hair to be in the brotherhood.
I mean, but he's definitely thinning up there, man. I mean, it's creeping
thinning's
back.
Thinning's different than losing.
Giving.childrenshospital.org is how you can get involved as well. But, you know, I mean, you take a look at it and first blush sight, I mean, he's got more than I have up here, but he's pretty damn close to what I'm coming on the air with every day.
He's starting to creep. Yeah, it's creeping.
You think Brandon was nervous getting that haircut?
Know. Like, that's kind of, yeah, right. That's kind of, is he in the Ball Brotherhood?
He's like half.
Ish.
He has a 6-month membership.
Free trial.
Is it free trial?
3 months.
Free trial.
90 days.
Hell.
90 days.
I don't know. I'm thinking
he hasn't put in his credit card info yet. Yeah, so
I don't know. Hopefully, it works better than Cuban's.
Oh,
stirring it up. Let's keep stirring it
with
up.
With all due respect.
With Get My Podcast Stirring It Up. I don't know what song that is.
You just made it up.
Just made it up.
With yeah. Rich Eisen.
Dude.
We'll get there.
Wow.
Bill's a good guy, man.
That's really funny.
He is.
That's really
he's a good
funny.
Guy.
He is.
I don't like the Patriots. Bill, I can't. You can't.
Now, well, here's the whole thing. We'll know what Linda likes, because if that's the way he's coaching this year.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He stays short and tight.
That's the way it goes. That's why I'm wearing a beard all the time. Yeah. My kids are like, get rid of the beard, Dad. And Susie says, no. And my kids are like, why not get rid of the beard? I'm like, talk to your mother. Best dad ever.
When they get older, they'll understand.
9 months running. BDE.
I want a revote.
Best dad ever. Thanks to Joe Lenardi, Bucky Brooks, Tom Curran, and Jim Trotter. The brackets come out, and Jay Billis is our first guest on Monday to discuss it. That's how we're rolling into the weekend. Enjoy the Players' Championship on NBC and everything else going down in March Madness. We'll see you on the radio on Monday on NBC Sports on Peacock. Back to take you to Brother from Another in a moment.